time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
It is the Pain Clinic. Yes, this is not the Cash Man, but you know what? I guess even Cash deserves a weekend off here and there.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Never.
I mean, we got to keep him on a short leash, but we do let him on the leash every now and then.
Just so you know, Facebook's telling me you're nearby.
Oh, man. We're they need to work on that because we're sitting in the same room. I don't think that applies to the term of nearby. So thank you for joining us today on the Pain Clinic, the last day of 2016. Holidays today, obviously New Year's Eve, but it's also Make Up Your Mind Day and Unlucky Day. So
hasn't all of 2016 been unlucky?
Yeah, 2016 has been just Make Up Your Mind.
And
on
my mind that 2016 is horrible.
Yes, the dumpster fire will be extinguished tonight at midnight when the balls drop.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
And happy birthday to a former Pain Clinic in-studio guest and WWE Tough Enough competitor, Matt Cross, 36 today. Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and our favorite, Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Delicious donuts this morning. Thank you.
Donut.
Join us February 11th for UFC 208 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. It's February 11th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 208. Also brought to you by Bill Gray's. They're home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite. Right across the street there at the Strong Museum of Play and our friend Jamie over there. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
That went well. Good job, guys. We don't need cash. We can do this on our own. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater. Maybe being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of them, the few, the proud. Rock City Roller Derby. So, Pain Clinic today. We're going to do something a little interesting. Yes, there was a lot going on in the world of wrestling this week. But there was a lot going on in the world of wrestling this year. So I want to turn today into a 2016 look back. We want your calls. We want your texts. What did you like? What didn't you like? What's on your wish list for 2017?
Everything that's phenomenal.
Everything that's phenomenal. But before we start talking, let's introduce the cast and crew. Directly in front of me, Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And to the left, the boy who grew up on the show, Danger is his middle name.
And my voice is still gone for a second week.
Voice is still MIA. And sitting in between those two roses or thorns, Eric Emanon joining us today.
Oh, yeah.
And let's do this properly. We didn't do it last time. Eric wrestles in the area. He wrestles all over the Northeast. Where can our listeners see you in the upcoming months?
Well, I'm going to be in Connecticut at the beginning of January. I'm going to be in Ohio in the middle of January. I'm traveling a lot at the beginning of the year. And then at the end of the month, you can see me at IWF in Brockport, New York. That's going to be the absolute closest you'll be able to see me in town. That is the Elks Lodge in Brockport, 4400 Swedenwalker Road, I think it is. It sounds about right.
Right near the Burn Dairy.
Right near the Burn Dairy. But, yeah, I'll be there. It's going to be a good time. It's been a great year. They had an awesome year last year. I mean, everything that we did there was super fun, super cool. It was a cool wrestling show. You know, that was my favorite part is, like, everyone can just show up and, like, have a good time. And it was wrestling, you know?
Each event they had was like a party.
Oh, it absolutely was. And
the fans get to be a part of it, which I, of course, enjoy sitting in the front row for every show.
Overall, I mean, you know, 2016 was a good year for them, and I think 2017 is going to be an even better year. And, you know, I, as, you know, a wrestler, I have my eyes set on gold. You know how that is. I'm always focused towards the top. So hopefully 2017 will be a good year for me there as well as, you know, for the company. And like I said, you can see us there January 27th. It's a Friday night show. So
oh, can't wait.
Good time. It'll be a good time.
Can't wait. I need to get me some local wrestling.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So number to call in. I already see someone calling in right now. 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at 222-1280. Yeah, but we're looking for everybody's input on the year that was. So I'm just going to go around the room here. Danger, are you up for it?
Yeah.
2016, what did you like? What did you hate?
Liked everything NXT. That was always a good time. I mean, we saw Shinsuke come in. We got to see, you know, Joe Rain. We got to see the end of Balor down there. And, you know, all that good stuff. Got to see a lot of good wrestling up on the main card, too. Surprisingly, Cena and AJ put on some great matches. AJ pretty much just ruled the year.
AJ and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
That was killer.
The fact that Roman Reigns had good matches is amazing. But that tells you that tells you the talent he's working with between AJ and Kevin Owens and all that good and Seth.
Are we going to give Roman Reigns the same treatment we've always given John Cena, where it's like, if he's in a great match, we never give credit to him. We're like, well, it's because he was in the ring with this person.
Unfortunately, I started giving Cena credit last year when he was doing the U.S. Open Challenge and was actually giving people a shot to show what they could do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's continued. He's taken kind of a step back. But when he's been out there, he's put on some really good matches. And it's surprising that someone who's made so much money and doesn't have to put in as much effort as Cena does now, is still putting in the effort to make good matches.
Now, do you think that the era of Cena is finally over? Do you think that we've come to a point now where John Cena is going to be, you know, he's still going to be a main player of the game, if you will, but do you think that he's now kind of on the back burner? You think we'll ever see another John Cena world heavyweight title reign or Universal champion or, you know, WWE champion?
He'll get the title at least again.
To hit 16.
I'm sure he'll hit 16 because he has meant a lot to the WWE over the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
His days as being the champion for 2 years straight or anything like that, I'm pretty sure are done, though.
Well, and the fact of the matter that they let AJ run on SmackDown and basically be the man.
Yeah.
And while he stepped back and did his movies and stuff, I think that just shows that he's ready for that. And the company's ready for someone like AJ to take over. And they've made a good decision in that case versus the Reigns decision that they tried to make on Raw. So.
Absolutely.
See, but I agree that I love that they've given AJ the chance to take over, but he's not the answer for the next 10 years.
No, he's definitely not, but I think he's a, you know, there's a lot of guys in NXT that are going to be the answer. There's a lot of guys that are coming up on the main roster that are going to be the answer. I mean, you know, Shinsuke Nakamura, he's a perfect example of somebody that could be a head runner for the title, you know, as soon as he gets up to the main roster because of his popularity.
And unlike Cena for so many years, I think AJ will help bring some of those guys along and make them the next big thing.
All right, well, we got Jordan on the line. Jordan, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I want to give you my top five matches of the year and the top five worst pay-per-views of the year.
Top five, did you say top five worst matches and top five worst pay-per-views or top five best matches?
Top five matches and top five worst pay-per-views.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so top five matches, DIY versus The Revival, TakeOver Toronto, Kota Ibushi versus Cedric Alexander at CWC, Shinsuke versus Sammy at TakeOver Dallas, Styles versus Cena at SummerSlam, Zayn versus Owens at Battleground. Those are the top five. Honorable mentions go to Cena, Styles, SummerSlam, and Women's Triple Threat match at WrestleMania. And the top five worst pay-per-views, WrestleMania, Fastlane, SummerSlam, Roadblock, Clash of Champions. I don't remember one match from Clash of Champions. And honorable mentions go to Survivor Series and Hell in a Cell. So what do you guys think about that?
I'm totally down with the matches you mentioned.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially, and I know I'm probably going to speak for Danger Boy right now, where I think we're both on the same page, where being there in person, DIY versus The Revival at NXT TakeOver in Toronto, was unbelievable.
It topped anything. It was one match where, me being a tag team worker and a tag team specialist, that's one thing I love watching is good tag team wrestling. And watching DIY versus The Revival, it just, I was able to put on the back burner that I was a professional wrestler and watch it as a fan. And that doesn't happen often at all. And the fact that I could get so sucked into a match and sucked into the, you know, the story that they were telling in the back and the forth. And finally, when the finish came, you know, I jumped up in excitement because I was like, whoa, like, what did we just see? And a team as good as the Revival. And then, you know, you got guys as good as, you know, Ciampa and Gargano coming in and just showing what we on the indies can do on such a big stage is so it was like that defining moment in my career where I was able to just see that, you know, there is a possibility that we can all go up there and do this. But that match, honestly, that was my match of the year. And, you know, obviously the WWE felt the same way because it was their match of the year as well. So
that was an incredible match. I mean, I was watching it last night, like at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, "Dang, these guys put their heart and soul in this match."
Absolutely. All right, Jordan, I'm going to put you on the spot before we let you go. What's a dream match you would like to see in 2017?
Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles.
There's rumors that might be happening.
Yeah, that is very possible.
I want to know what crystal ball Jordan has because I think it's hooked up properly. Jordan, have an awesome New Year's Eve. Have a great New Year. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, you too, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
But you know what I want to see now too. Now that you brought it up, another dream match of mine, and this is because of you know Toronto. I want to see another manager in a cage match.
Oh, God. You're going to get Jericho next month. Isn't that enough?
No, it's not enough. I want
Jericho
more.
In a cage. Drink it in, man. Although, and again, we the Pain Clinic crew, we made the trip up to Toronto for NXT TakeOver. That whole cage thing, I have to laugh because they brought in this stupid serve-no-purpose crane.
Mm-hmm.
To make it look like it was attached to the cage, but the two were not connected at all.
Come on.
Yeah. It's like, what's just wrong with dangling the cage from the ceiling? Like, why did you bring in this
something
stupid...
for Shane Thorne to jump off of?
I was going
to
say, that's pretty much the only thing that it was efficient for, was a dive spot. So I guess if that's what it takes.
Insurance for more than 10
and
years.
It worked.
Ooh. Ooh. Special message for some insurance.
Ooh. So
could you save 15% or more? Or was that... No, that was Progressive.
Yeah.
Progressive has flow.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Let's just enjoy this music. 10 seconds, please.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
Here's hoping that 2017 is full of gloriousness.
And perfect times.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So plenty more to talk about. We still got to talk about more of the year that was. We'll throw in some more dream matches, things we want to see next year. Ty Dillinger debuting at number 10 in the Royal Rumble. That's on my list. That would be a perfect 10. Your calls, your texts, 222-1280. Back with more Pain Clinic right here on Fox Sports 1280.
Hear that passion?
The passion.
That's a passion for Rochester sports, unrivaled on the radio.
We care.
There's a passion involved. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I think it's better.
New stuff pops up all the time.
Ah! What is that?
Let's just hope this is a more pleasant surprise than that rash you brought home last night. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hi, this is Rob Dibble with an important message to the 19 million veterans who defend America's freedom. An amendment was signed into law establishing that all current members of our armed forces and veterans, uniformed or not, may render the military-style salute to our flag when it's raised or lowered, passes by, and any time the national anthem is played. This iHeartMedia station invites all active duty service men, women, and veterans to salute our flag. And we thank you for your service to our country.
Coming back with Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10. Eric running around the studio throwing up 10s all over the place.
This is my thing.
Is that part of your workout regimen?
Yeah.
Flexing the fingers, getting the full flex.
I don't do push-ups anymore.
Good for the wrist, good for carpal tunnel.
I don't do push-ups anymore, just 10s.
Just 10s.
Just 10s.
Back here on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Danger Boy is here. Double B Brian Burke is here. Eric Eminon is joining us. You can join us too. Yeah. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 222-1280, star 1280. Don't forget, we will be out. Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We will be out there for UFC 208. Brian, you were out for UFC last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of good fights, fortunately or unfortunately. I don't like when it goes to the card very often, and most of the fights did go all the way.
Except for, the last one notable fight.
Yeah, I got a feeling that Ms. Ronda Rousey is done in the UFC, but I think you'd be seeing her in the WWE. So
it's entirely possible, but we'll be out for more UFC action February 11th, 10 p.m. start time. And Salvatore Saloon.
Standing room only, so you may want to get there early in February.
You know, I remember one time we were out there for another Rousey fight, and these guys walked in as they're doing the fight intros. They literally take their jackets off and are sitting down when the match started, and the match was over.
Oh, was that the 9-second match?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guys are like, wait, what? Like, what just happened? No, get there early. Watch all the fights. Come for the prelims. Eat some great food.
Yeah,
join us
not,
all night.
You may not know the fighters on the fight. A lot of times I don't myself, but they put on a good show.
Usually the ones you don't know are the hungriest. Yeah. And they sit there and they beat the hell out of each other, so it's always fun to watch.
Yep. So UFC 208 out at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door February 11th. Of course, Pain Clinics, as always, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. So, Brian.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the year that was and something you want to see next year.
I want to see Daniel Bryan back in the ring. I just,
it will never happen.
Brings. But yeah, I agree. Probably
it will
won't.
Never happen in
2017's a wish list.
he's asking me what
you,
I wish.
You hear full of possibilities.
Possibilities.
Now, unfortunately, I don't get a chance to see everything every week. I have to focus mostly on the two main brands that the WWE brings. But I do have to say my favorite thing from 2016 was a Cruiserweight Classic, I think I'd have to say, from what I was able to see. But I'm disappointed in where they went from there, the way they brought it in to Raw without the backstories that we've talked about this numerous times on the show. I think they're headed maybe in the right direction now.
Well, they found their savior in Jack Gallagher.
Yes.
Yes. Gentleman Jack.
Plus, you got 205 Live.
Duel, yeah.
That's really the big thing is 205 Live.
The problem is, though, are those... For guys like us who are going to watch, it's great. But the casual fan who's going to Raw because Raw's in town, are they watching that to get the backstory on these guys? I'm not seeing the reaction that we should be seeing to some of these guys when they're in the ring. And that's disappointing.
Yeah, and that's the thing that you got to remember, though, is that the 205 Live in the Cruiserweight Classic was to open eyes. It's the same as the thing they're doing in the UK right now. You know, the UK tournament. That, and personally, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to. You know, all the talent that's coming out from the UK right now, it's going to revitalize wrestling in the UK. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, January 14th and 15th. That's
yeah, it's going to be awesome. And, you know, it's opening eyes. So, you know, you're not going to see the same reaction you would see for, you know, guys like John Cena and, you know, sadly Roman Reigns and, you know, all the guys who are on the main roster right now because of the fact that, you know, they are relatively unknown. It's much like the UFC. You know, the relatively unknown guys are going to fight hard because... You know, they have something to prove, and especially, you know, not only are you a cruiserweight in a company where it's notorious that they like big guys, but these cruiserweights aren't small guys. You know, some of them are, you know, weighing in close to the 205-pound limit. So, you know, you've got guys who have great looks, great talent, can flip and do crazy things that these bigger guys can do. You know, personally, I think, you know, you give it a year, you're going to see a lot of these guys getting reactions. You're also going to see a lot of people... focusing more on, you know, brands like Evolve and stuff like that and on the indies because of the fact that people are going to want to know. You know, it's how baseball gets people excited about, you know, AAA and AA ball. You know, check out our minor leaguers we got. Check out these places where you can see these guys.
Well, it's also good that they're bringing in people like Neville.
And yes.
They're using, you know, they give Neville a personality. They finally let him do something. And it's actually really interesting. And you're seeing him take on Rich Swann now. And that's a hell of a match.
Which, out of nowhere, by the way.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was. And you're actually seeing these guys get some spots out of the ring so you can learn a little bit about them, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it just they had so much momentum going in, and then to not do that, to just throw them in the ring and expect people to know who they are and react.
Got to sell the network. Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, another thing that maybe we might be seeing in 2017, I don't know if anybody else caught this, but Kenny Omega, who's just been tearing it up with New Japan, and yeah. I can't wait to see Wrestle Kingdom 11.
Oh, it's going
to
be so good.
I am pulling for him so hard to win the title. But in an interview, he kind of slammed WWE. He said, you know, they're just at the point where they're just hiring people to hire them.
Yep.
It's almost too, like New Japan put it out, like it seems like they're ready to go to war, like with what WWE did with the cruiserweights and yep. what they're planning in the UK, and we know they're planning a women's tournament. It's putting these other promotions, I think, a little on edge, and I think everybody, maybe we're going to have a renaissance here, not necessarily a Monday Night War, but I think all these promotions are going to be trying their damnedest to compete with the E now.
Well, I think it's good for guys like me because, you know, I think we're going to start seeing paydays from these places. I think we're going to see big paydays from these places for guys like Omega, for the super indie guys, you know, the big, big names of the indies, you know, like the Young Bucks. I think the Young Bucks are going to start making crazy amounts of money. If not, they're already making crazy amounts of money because of their name. They're known. They built themselves, and I think the WWE is just trying to capitalize on the people that were either built by companies like Ring of Honor and New Japan and stuff like that. I think they're trying to capitalize on the notoriety and the popularity of these guys to bring them in, like you said, renaissance. You know, so we don't have a ton of, you know, stale people that we've seen for the past decade. I mean, it's not uncommon, but I'm excited to see what may happen from it.
I think they finally got the memo that they need to start bringing in people that have the ability and actually using them and giving them a spot and letting them do their thing instead of trying to turn them into something else, because what they've come across is just a staleness, and they needed more personalities. They brought in AJ, they brought in Kevin Owens, and they're letting them do pretty much the same exact thing they were doing before, and it's working, so you're going to see more of that. At the same time, on the indie level, you're going to see new faces, you're going to see new guys step up, and you're going to see, you know, another push into the indie level that, like we've seen recently. So you're going to see new indie guys step up and take it, and it'll open up more opportunities for more guys to make more money, which is what the business is all about.
Absolutely.
And then you're also going to see more guys trying harder and having more personality and different things. This whole, another thing that's going to open up everything is the whole thing Matt Hardy did, because it showed it can work. It showed being creative and doing something completely different can draw viewers to your product.
I watched that entire Total Nonstop Deletion segment, and I had absolute no intention to watch the whole thing. And I got about 5 minutes in, and I said, I cannot believe he got this. Like, I can't believe they're letting him do this. Like, it was literally, it was an indie show in his barn. Like, and I know indie guys that were on it, and it was like the Ugly Ducklings. Love those guys. And, you know, here I am. I'm watching this thing, and I'm watching it unfold, and, like, Abyss killed a guy. He broke
his head
neck.
He snapped his neck, yeah. Bashed his head in with a rock.
He killed a guy. Like, how is nobody looking into this? Like, and then on top of that, you got Shane Helms pulling up in a truck. He's like, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. And then he, like, takes off. I'm like, and I look down. I'm like, I've watched half of it. I got to watch the other half now. And then he turns in the hurricane after he turned into three count. And I was like, okay, what? And so I'm watching it, and I'm just watching it unfold, and I'm like, Matt Hardy is a genius. And as we go through, I'm just watching it happen. Then, like, they're fighting everywhere, and then
I had to stop when the boat attacked.
Yeah, and they start
beating up the boat.
They're jumping on the boat, and then Morton was on the crane. He's like, you better get me down, the ribs over.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, that's high enough, damn it.
That's so good. Like, honestly, but it... I watched the whole hour, and I didn't stop watching. That was the thing. I didn't stop watching.
All right, we got another caller joining us this morning. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
A couple of things I love, a couple of things I didn't. One I love, Will Ospreay, top of the list. Loved him. Anything ROH is doing, I'm going to tell you the New Day I loved. I know not everyone did, but I did.
I love the New Day.
KTC KO. I'll tell you what. I also like Sasha and Charlotte. What didn't I like? I'll tell you right now. I like Paige individually. Like Alberto, El Patron, whatever you want to call them, together. I don't like what they're doing at all. Awful. And let me throw in, I love ROH, by the way, and get NJPW on TV we can see in Rochester. I can't watch any more commercials telling me that Jim Ross is doing the commentary and then I can't go watch it except for my tiny YouTube screen.
Got to get a stream to your TV, man. Take it, drink it in.
Did you take it? Well, you mentioned wanting to see more New Japan. Did you take advantage of their free promotion they've been doing for the past couple weeks?
No, you know, I watch New Japan. I love Omega. I heard you guys talk about them. I love some of the stuff they're doing with the club. But I'll tell you what, I watch it just on YouTube when I get chances. But you know what got me? I'll be honest, Ospreay, when he's doing New Japan, awesome. When he's doing New Japan, ROH, awesome. And you know what? Poo-poo on Vader. Ospreay and Ricochet, Ospreay and Prince Puma, whatever you want to call it, that is awesome, awesome stuff. And, hey, guys, I didn't hear you talk about, the news came out this week about Vader, 2 weeks to live. I don't know what to make of that either. 2 years.
2 years? I know they said, because I know, like, Snuka had the, what, 6 months?
Snuka's got 6 months. Vader's got congestive heart failure, and they told him 2 years.
Yeah, that's
so
tough,
it's going to be a sad time coming up.
Yeah, it is. But, hey, I love you guys. Love the clinic. I've been listening 17, 18 years. Go way back with Rich. I'm in the Fantasy League. Just want to wish everyone a happy new year, and thanks for letting me get a few thoughts out there.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for calling. Have a safe and happy new year to you.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
He brought up the club.
Yeah?
I'm so sad about the club.
Well, what club are we referring to?
I'm talking to the WWE club.
The
club. Oh.
They destroyed him.
Oh.
They buried him.
It was so sad.
And now, I mean, and you can attest because I know we were at the house show.
Yeah.
They came out for their match.
Yeah.
Zero reaction.
Yeah, it just...
Which is worse. I mean, if you either want to get cheered or want to get booed, you want to elicit a response.
You don't want crickets.
You don't want crickets, and that's what they got. Which is a shame because these are guys who were killing it in Japan.
And that match at the house show was a great match. Like, honestly, it was one of those things where I was into it the whole time. And that was awesome, being there at the house show, just being able to be a fan and not have to worry about being on next, you know?
I'm a man with a plan.
All right. Brian Kendrick is telling us it's time for a break, so just like the dude, we will abide. We still have plenty of time for your calls and your texts. 222-1280. Star 1280, more pain clinic on the flip side of Fox Sports 1280.
I'm Jim Taylor with your Daily Dish. Run DMC filing a $50 million lawsuit accusing Walmart, Amazon, Jet, and other retailers of selling product that trade on the group's name without their permission. The complaint says the defendants are advertising, selling, manufacturing, promoting, and distributing multiple products in the group's trademarked name. Last year's Female Athlete of the Year is tying the knot.
And Serena has the first set.
Serena Williams posting a poem on Reddit to announce her engagement to Alexis Ohanian, the co-founder of that social news website. A bundle of joy for Pink and her motocross champ husband. On Instagram, Pink posting a photo of herself cradling her newborn son, Jameson Moon Hart. Second child with her husband, Carrie Hart, born this week. With your Daily Dish, I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Rich Eisen, Monday noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
AFC playoffs. It's the Pats and Dolphins. Patriots pregame kicks off at 10, Sunday morning on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280, of course, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. We will be out at one of our other favorite locations, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, on February 11th for UFC 208, 10 o'clock start time. Get there early. It's always busy. It's always packed. Get there early. Get nice and comfy. Take your coat off before the fights start. Because you might miss something. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long, February 11th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 208. All right, I'm going to drop in some of my opinions on this year. 2016, yeah, I'm gonna second some things that have already been said, but in the WWE world, we have Raw, we have SmackDown, we have NXT. NXT, hands down,
absolutely,
was the bright spot for WWE this year. No questions about it.
It shined brighter. Shone brighter?
It was the real shining stars.
It was
How's that?
Amazing.
Like, every event they had a five-star match.
I feel like the TakeOver event, too, is just... It really sets the bar for the next night. And I really think that has been like the downfall of some of the pay-per-views.
Well, and that was no more evident than one of the most disappointing pay-per-views of the year, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was not a single... We were all sitting around watching TakeOver the night before WrestleMania, mm-hmm. and it's like...
Where do you go?
There's no chance. No chance that they could top what they did. No chance. And the funny thing, too, I forgot what special it was. I want to say it was one of the network specials where they followed NXT. I can't think of the show.
Oh.
But they did like the follow-up.
Yeah.
They did the follow-up like one
yeah,
hour
I know
special.
What you're talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even Triple H comes in, and he basically, you know, to steal a phrase from Brother Weeze, Mother Huckers him.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, I told you to be good, but come on.
Yeah, right.
Like, we got to follow that tomorrow. But really, I mean, NXT, hands down, in the WWE universe, has killed 2016. And despite the fact that all these people keep getting brought up to the main roster.
Mm-hmm. See, I think part of it has to do with the fact, I think that Vince is giving the reins to NXT, and you're showing what hopefully the future is going to hold, because he's got too much control over the other two, and it's holding them back. And I think when they have more freedom to do things in NXT than they do when they get to the two big shows... It just shows what they can do.
See, I
just
think
an opinion.
I think things with like Raw and SmackDown, it's you know, you don't fix the machine if it's not broken, and it's worked. You know, the ratings have been up and down, but it's worked, and it's worked for so long that, you know, why would you change it? And then you had something like NXT come in. What's to say that when you bring NXT to a main channel, that it's going to do as good as it does on the network, you know, or, you know, it's going to be the same. It's going to be welcomed the same by the fans. You know, I think that's the best part about NXT is how exclusive it is. You know, I think that's my favorite part is that you can only watch NXT through this. You can only see these stars through this. And it's something about it. It's special, you know?
And the sad thing is too, like, I know the audience for NXT is not as big as the audience for the big time shows, mm-hmm. which is upsetting. So if you're, you know, within the sounds of our voices right now, you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not watching NXT.
Absolutely.
However, the thing is the fan base is a lot more passionate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got the guys who are going and they're searching out, and they're the same guys who go watch indies and stuff like that. So they're watching the guys they watched on the indies in WWE's indie, which is what NXT is.
Mm-hmm.
As weird as it sounds, yes, WWE's indie.
It's not wrong. It's you know, what Vince did was smart. He took the developmental territories and he built his own. And I think that was the best decision he could have ever made, because now he doesn't have to rely on it being far away. He has a training facility with tons of rings, tons of amazing trainers, tons of amazing people to make sure that what's getting pumped out of that facility is exactly what they need.
And everyone who's come through there says it's 100% exactly what it should be and what it needs to be. And it gives them a future. Because even the guys who aren't the super indie guys who are coming in, Braun Strowman had 4 matches before you saw him on TV. And you really couldn't tell that 100% that he had 4 matches. And Braun Strowman is actually becoming one of my favorite characters on TV right now, because they're actually using him the way they should.
Him versus Sammy was probably one of my favorite matches of this year, because it was the classic big guy, little guy, but it was told so differently.
And it's with a guy who could do it very well. That's Sammy's best trait, is being the underdog and coming from behind. And with Braun Strowman, he was going to have to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And watching, it was just, I watched, you know, that was one of those matches where I had to see it, because right after the house show, we, you know, the pay-per-view was coming up, and I'm watching the match, and I'm like, wow, like, I really feel like I'm watching an underdog fight for his. The story was there, you know. I felt like I was watching an underdog fight for his career. And when you know that alarm went off for the 10 minutes, I was like, yes, he did it. He did it. And you know, once again, I got to be a fan. It was great.
Granted, 2 minutes stalling from Mick Foley, but he did it. He did it. Yeah. So I mean, hats off to NXT and what they're doing. They really brought it this year. Things I'd like to see in 2017, what's on my wish list? Let's throw one of those things out that I know will not happen, but it would make the on-TV product so much better. USA Network and WWE agree to drop the third hour of Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
Please.
that's on my dream,
two hours of promos and commercials, it's never going to happen
wish list. Because I still think that's Raw's biggest problem.
Yeah.
And the big news this week, SmackDown beat Raw in the ratings, which...
Ooh. Who would have ever thought
especially after
watching that draft. We watched that draft, and we were so disappointed in the talent split up. And now to see what SmackDown has become and how good it is, and the fact that they actually beat Raw in the ratings is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. We all sat. We all went to Salvatore's. We made a night out of it to watch the draft, and we all came out of that like... SmackDown was going to be... Was it in Rochester or Buffalo that following Monday? SmackDown was in Buffalo that Monday, and we all kind of looked at each other like, before it started, we're like, this is going to determine whether or not we go. And the draft finished, we all just look at each other and be like, man, I'm glad I didn't buy tickets. But now, knowing what we know, I mean, if it was happening now, if I had my choice to go to Raw or SmackDown,
yeah,
I'm going to SmackDown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every time. But that's just me. Other thing on my wish list... A big match I would love to see. It's been done before, but I want to see it again, and I'd love to see it in a big stage in a WWE ring. I want to see AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura again.
Oh, I would love it.
And I was kind of hoping they'd let AJ hold on to the title and maybe get that dream match at WrestleMania, AJ versus Shinsuke for the WWE title at Mania. I'm not thinking it's going to happen, but again, it's my wish list for next year.
You know, personally, I think that, you know... I think John Cena might take the title off of him, and I think we might get Cena Taker at Mania. I think we might get a title career match. Yeah.
See, here's the problem I have with that. I would be 100% down with Cena Taker.
Yeah.
That match does not need to have the title involved.
Oh, I agree, but I think that's what we might get. I'm just putting it out there because I want to say that I called it.
Now, if that match only happens because some of the rumblings I've heard this week is that at the Royal Rumble, we might see Samoa Joe and his first target might be AJ Styles, which
that
I would
be
love
awesome.
To see those two go
oh,
at it.
Yeah, that would be great. If we saw them feud all the way to Mania with the big blow-off being at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You have my buy-in. You have my subscription for the network for another year. Take my money. I would pay $20 a month. I'm not actually going to pay $20 a month. But I'm metaphorically speaking.
WWE, if you're listening, he did not say that.
Metaphorically speaking,
the views and expressions given by Eric are not those of all of us.
But no, I do want to see. I would love to see that match.
And the storyline is built in for those two. AJ comes into WWE, debuts at the Rumble, has a title run almost immediately. Here's Samoa Joe, who AJ and Joe made their names off of each other a lot in TNA.
Yep.
The stuff they did. But then Samoa Joe gets to the E and they put him in NXT.
Yep.
What will be really interesting.
Anger Big Samoa Joe.
It would be really interesting to see how they sell that feud without mentioning TNA ever. Because that's how they would have to do it.
You know what? For the sake of storyline, suck it up, WWE, and acknowledge TNA once. Yeah. Although, I still remember when I met Vince McMahon in Buffalo years ago, and someone asked him, when are you going to buy TNA? He's like, when it's worth it. And this was back when TNA was good. I mean, not that it's tending back in the right direction right now.
Yeah, you know, once it gets onto a network that is easily viewed by, I don't know, a majority of the population.
Yeah. All right, we got another break coming up, but first, we got another call. Rashawn, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? Happy New Year. And since you got a break coming up, I'll be real quick. I just want to chime in on the talk with NXT. Basically, my big thing with NXT is they got the special event pay-per-view, whatever you want to call it, model going right down there because they're doing four major events at the four big ones during the year. Now, as far as the brand split, that just kills all the special wrestler than pay-per-views for me because it just bloats the pay-per-views out way too much. I think they should do the big four, and then the rest of the 8 months out of the year, you split them up so each brand has their own pay-per-view once a month, and they only have four for each brand throughout the year, and that's the way that they should do it because it just bloats it. I don't care about the events. Yeah, I have network, and I watch them anyway, but it doesn't give you any time to build storyline. You're literally looking at, like, on average, 3 weeks to build a storyline for any show, and it's just there's no interest, and it's just lacking. So that's all I have, you guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, Rashawn, I want to do a nice thing. I just saw your text. I will give you time to talk about 48 seconds.
All right. God knows I hate Ronda Rousey as a fighter, and honestly, she is she's overrated, and she was put in a position because she could sell, and Dana promoted her to the moon. He pushed her to the moon, and she was always a one-dimensional fighter. She tried to expand and actually stand with Nunes, which is probably the wrong person to do it with in the first place.
Absolutely.
She got exposed 48 seconds, TKO, actually she was out on her feet. We'll just say that's a knockout, but it's officially a TKO. And I mean, like I said, I don't think she's coming back. Her heart's not in it. I mean, honestly, she just you never saw no desire. She didn't say a word throughout the entire promoting process of it. I think she's gone. We'll see her at WrestleMania.
I was going to say, yeah, we might see her in a WWE ring, trading the octagon for the ring sometime soon. Anything's possible, Rashawn. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Ronda Rousey. I mean, hell, she was at WrestleMania a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Over 9,000,
that's right, wearing her Dragon Ball Z Vegeta shirt. Front row, over 9,000. I mean, real quick on Rousey. Yeah, she has nothing more she needs to do for UFC. She's done there.
She's made her money. She's got a brand.
Yeah.
Sell it to Vince.
Yeah, there you go. Get a nice part-timer schedule. Show up for special events.
She's
protect
not
yourself.
Get another $3 million payday in the UFC after that fight, so why not?
No, but she'll get a multi-million dollar payday in WWE.
Rousey versus Asuka.
Oh.
Please. I want it.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. All right, yeah, we're going to have to do some fantasy booking right now because I am absolutely down to see that. I think we got time for one more call before we take a break. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good, good. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you too, Troy. What can we do for you this morning?
First of all, I want to give kudos to the announcing team on both Raw and SmackDown lately. It's been excellent. Both announcing crews are doing a great job. Corey Graves, he's doing an excellent job. What do you think about the announcing team?
Well, I think Graves doing more and Cole doing less is a big plus.
Corey Graves is my spirit animal on the announcing team. Just putting that out there. And it seems to be that he's either consuming announcers because every time I see him, his hair grows a little bit more, and it just gets taller. So I'm like, oh, he's just taking on the spirit of JR. He's taking on the spirit of King. He's taking them all over.
But, I'm with you there, though. Corey Graves is definitely, I think, the bright spot of that Raw announce team. Never been a huge fan of Michael Cole. But mm-hmm. SmackDown, I love Morrow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why they have four people, though.
But four people is a bit of an overkill.
Having someone who knows what the moves are that are going on in the ring, huge difference.
What, you mean Michael Cole can't identify all these moves that are happening?
He can't even identify the correct wrestler.
That's a great drinking game, though. Every time Michael Cole calls a move wrong, you do a shot. If we had done that at that 4.5-hour WrestleMania,
we'd be dead.
15 minutes in.
Troy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take another break. Come back. Look into the crystal ball. See what 2017 might have in store for us. Do some more fantasy booking because that Ronda Rousey Asuka has me thinking now. Some matches I would like to see. Still have time for your calls and your texts. 222-1280, star 1280. Back here with more in Pain Clinic in just a few. Fox Sports 1280.
The entire year has led up to this. One final huge week. Hey, folks, before we celebrate the new year at Fusillo Kia, it's time for the grand finale of a huge year with huge savings like the 2016 Kia Optima LX. Right now, $139 a month. That's right, $139 a month for the brand new 2016 Kia Optima LX, MSRP $23,200. That's just an example of the savings you'll find this final and hugest week of the year at Fusillo Kia of Greece. Check out the selection online at FusilloKiaGreece.com, but then hurry in before the year's over. It's huge. 39 month, 32,500 mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over my limit, 8% tax, $2,500 plus tax, tags, and DMV fees, and first payment of $139 due at signing, $595 acquisition fee, and monthly payment included in payment structure, $4,000 Kia lease cash applied, $400 disposition fee, no early termination fees, no security deposit required, offer with approved credit to Kia Motor Finance, prior sales excluded, see dealer for details, pricing available from December 26, 2016 through December 31st, 2016.
Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. At William Attar, focus means 100% of our firm works on motor vehicle cases. Our team is well trained. We understand your questions, and we have answers. When a loved one is seriously injured, focus.
Back here on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280. The greatest man who ever lived. Occasionally joining the commentary team, which I'm also okay with. Just talking about commentary teams a couple minutes ago. Back here on the Pain Clinic, don't forget, as always, we are brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road for UFC 208. That is coming up on February 11th, 10 p.m. start time. Get there, join us. We're hosting. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be drink specials. If you can't join us out there, you could also go catch UFC 208 out at Salvatore's Saloon. So, getting ready to wrap up our final show. Let's talk what we want to see 2017. We've already thrown out a couple scenarios we'd like to see. Let's talk matches. Let's talk feuds. Let's talk programs. What do we want to see in 2017? It doesn't have to just be WWE either. We could talk TNA. We can talk ROH. We can talk New Japan.
I think, Matt, and this is more of a prediction as well as a fantasy booking, but I want to see Matt Hardy back in the WWE. And I think it may happen once his contract's up with TNA.
That's definitely going to happen.
But he needs some creative control if he comes.
Oh, with everything that he's done and how successful it's been so far for the deletion and it's so good.
I just don't see it happening, and I don't see them giving him that type of control. Unfortunately, it's not the way they operate.
And I don't know why. Too, the thought just popped in my head: if I want to book a fantasy match, like I don't know, I feel like this would be wrestling and comedic gold. Mm-hmm. But put Broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero against the Revival.
Yes.
Wow,
that's a match I want to see.
I would also.
I'm throwing that out to the universe for 2017.
Broken New Day.
Broken New Day, the day of noon.
They fix Bray Wyatt.
Oh my God. Bray Wyatt comes out clapping and skipping.
This is wrong. This is all wrong. It's all broken.
I want 2016 back. No. Brian, anything special you want to see coming up in the next year?
Oh, I knew you were going to put me on the spot.
That's what it's all about.
I mentioned the one that's not going to happen with Daniel Bryan. Nothing pops right into my head. Otherwise,
we'll come back.
If we get Daniel Bryan back, I'll give you that. If we could get Daniel Bryan back, my fantasy booking would be Daniel Bryan Kurt Angle. I want it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That'd be good. Danger.
I gotta say, and this is purely selfish. And they started planting the seeds for it on Tuesday. I want to see finally Luke Harper get the push he deserves.
Yes.
As the best working big man in the WWE.
As they continue to mention, he acts like he's a cruiserweight and fights that way. So yeah. hopefully, and yeah, it is selfish for us here in this room, but I think he deserves it at this point in time.
You know, when they put the Intercontinental title on him, I was so excited because it's such like a prestigious championship. And it was just one of those moments I was like, all right, what's next? What's next? What's next? And I'm, like you said, I'm selfishly waiting for it as well.
Well, then let's throw that out there for our boy Luke Harper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Picking up some, and it doesn't even have to be singles gold, but give him a good singles push.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, it looks like they're going to be pushing Braun Strowman.
Yeah. Because
I've heard rumbles that maybe he wins the Rumble, which has me
that would mean
scratching my head.
That would mean Roman Reigns wins.
And that also has me scratching my head. It's like,
so here's the other thing too. You know, we still have guys like Goldberg, Lesnar going into Rumble. Do we see a situation where they kind of take each other out in the Rumble?
I see a Goldberg eliminates Lesnar.
Yeah.
Lesnar comes back out later and tosses Goldberg.
Yeah, and then they kind of brawl out.
Yep, brawl out. I don't see a simultaneous elimination.
Yeah, that's what
they
want to
keep building steam with Goldberg, so I think have him eliminate and then just finally have Lesnar flip and come out later and just destroy him.
Goldberg goes on an elimination train, takes out like 12 guys in the ring. He's the one left standing. Lesnar comes out of nowhere, just blop.
Absolutely, it could definitely happen. So okay, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
First pay-per-view we have coming up in 2017. Rapid fire around the room. Who do you want to win? Who do you want to win? Who do you think will win?
Who do I want to win is someone new like Samoa. I want Samoa Joe to win. I want Samoa Joe to be introduced in style. Who do I think is going to win? One of the guys that we don't want to win. Like Braun. I don't even really mind if Braun Strowman wins, besides the fact that it means that Roman Reigns is going to take the title.
But do you think anywhere in anybody's head at WWE, when they think back to how disappointing the reception has been to the past several Rumble winners, that they'd maybe try to get it right this year?
Right.
They didn't like Batista winning. Mm-hmm. They didn't like Reigns winning. People kind of like Triple H winning, but only because of the dislike of Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But when's the last time you felt good about a Rumble winner?
That's a really good question.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I know I felt good in like 07, but I'm pretty sure that guy doesn't exist anymore. Was that how long ago it was? No, 04. I don't even remember what year it was. He should not be named what year he won it.
Oh my God, but now you're, going
back. Yeah, you're going back.
You're going back 10 plus years.
Let's see. I'm pulling up the list of winners right now just because.
And I don't know about you guys, but Royal Rumble is always that event where if I can only see one event from WWE, yeah, it's that one.
That is my favorite, you know, event or spectacular or whatever they're calling them now, pay-per-view of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best one because you always get the uncertainty of when people are coming out. Even back in the day, if you saw a guy that someone is feuding with, you figured he was coming out shortly, but you wondered how it was going to work out that way. So being able to see, you know, who's coming out, the surprises, all that good stuff. It's the best pay-per-view. I like it better than Mania. You just have to watch Mania because it's Mania.
Right.
Yeah. So, let's see. You were mentioning He Who Will Not Be Named. Yeah, that was 2004.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
But yeah, so look at the last couple. I'm just going to start reading them back. Triple H, Roman Reigns, Batista, John Cena, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio,
I think Edge was probably the last one that I was like truly excited about.
See, I never liked Edge, so.
That was like 6 years ago.
And that
ago.
Was back in 2010.
Right.
That was back in 2010. So hopefully they flip it around. Because, again, that pay-per-view used to be one of the ones you always got excited for. And you always wanted to see, okay, who's finally going to get the push this year? And it's just been a dud. It's just been a dud the past several years.
I would love to see somebody random win it. Just somebody completely unexpected. You know, I would like to see like an AJ or a Shinsuke or Samoa Joe win it, but I really feel like it's going to be somebody like, you know, Cena or, you know, like Cena's going to come in at 30 and just clear house.
Or Undertaker.
Well, Undertaker. It used to be the new hot guy would win,
yeah,
setting up his first title reign. None of these guys who've won recently are the new hot guy that anyone cares about.
No.
Actually, right now, they don't have anybody on track to be that guy.
It's Vince McMahon's sandbox, and he doesn't want you playing. It's going to be what he wants, damn it. It's going to be what he wants. All right. We only got a couple minutes left before we close out the Pain Clinic for 2016. Real quick, again, we had a special guest in studio with us the whole time.
Hello.
Eric Emanon. One half. Well, no, technically one third.
One third.
One fourth.
One fourth. One third.
Are you all equal partners in the IndyCard Mafia?
We'll say one third.
One third.
One third. One third is a good round number.
Okay.
Technically, is it 1/4 because the Mirage?
I was gonna say, yeah. You have to include her, right?
I mean, come on now.
She is a spoken for lady now.
Yeah, that's true. Congratulations, by the way, to my tag team partner and our manager on their recent engagement.
That's exciting.
Tying the knot. Mr. and Mrs. Brewington. Oh, that'll be
Mr. and Mrs. The Project?
Mr. and Mrs. The Project. And I'm
it's
his
got a ring to it.
The best part is I'm his best man.
Oh.
So I'm like, speech.
Can you guys, can we please get them to do a Macho Man Elizabeth in-ring wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
I say we make it happen. Let's do it. I will get my license online. I will officiate. Let's do it. Tommy, if you're listening, it's not about you. It's about us. Yeah. Make it happen.
Give the fans what they want, man.
Well, Danger Boy, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
I can tell you're still under the weather.
It's not really under the weather. I just don't have a voice.
Well, Brian, thank you for joining us.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Derek,
thanks for being
here. Thank you. Cashman might be back next week. I don't know. We'll keep him outside for a while. We'll see how he likes it. Everybody have a safe and happy New Year's Eve. If you're out there, be safe, be good. We'll see you next year. I'm Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280.